You are listening to 5 Minute Score Podcast. Hi everyone. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys do stay safe at home right now with your family, with your loved one. This is really good news right now that the situation of COVID-19 pandemic in our country, Thailand, it's getting a lot better. Someday we have zero people affected on COVID-19, and it is really good news. But don't be too relaxed, don't be chill too much, because we still have to keep social distancing, we have to wash our hands more often as always. As a couple months ago that we all did a great job. Keep doing it. I think we're going to go through this situation in a short of time. All right, let's get back to our this week topic. This week is episode number 14. I'm still talking about the book that I'm still reading. The book that is named The Making of a Manager, What to Do When Everyone Looks to You. I already have reviewed 5 minutes on EP number 12, if I remember correctly. You can check it out. And also, we talk about what is management on episode number 13. But today, we go a little bit more deeper on chapter 1. We're still in chapter 1. Today we're talking about the definition of a manager's job. If you guys understanding the definitions of a manager's job, it will for sure help you to remind what is really matter, what is the principle for manager's job, what is the principle for management. But before we are going to know this answer, I think we might talking about the fact of a manager's job first. The fact that I'm going to share to you, it might be something that you already forgot. You may thinking about manager's job have to do a lot of meeting, have to give a feedback to direct report, have a lot of meeting with the high management, something like this. I think these are all the fact that we already know that how busy of managers are. But the fact I'm going to share to you today, it's about once you are doing a manager, you're going to understand that you can no longer make every decision on your own anymore because you have a lot of team member. If you have to make all the decision by your own, that means your team are going to do the job really slowly. I'm for sure that it would be like that. So the fact is you got to understand and you have to admit it that you can't make every decision on your own anymore. The second fact is once you are doing as a manager, you already believe that the team can work better than a single person. If you don't believe the team can work better than a single person, you might not might not need a manager anymore, right? Because the job is too big, we need a lot of party, we need a lot of team member to do. So you got to believe that a team can work better than a single person. So I give you, before we get into the definition of manager's job, I've give you an analogy of a soccer player. It can be related a little bit. I got it from the book. If I let you guys think about the job of a soccer player, what would it be? I think a lot of the answer might be a soccer player, they got to do a practice, they have to pass the ball to their teammates, or even trying to attempt to score goals. But that's not the truth. That's not the whole truth. What I mean, the job of a soccer player is just to win the games. So when we know that the key thing of a soccer player is to win the game, so now we have to question on a manager's job, that what is the job of a manager? What is the definition of a manager's job? I will read to you guys really slowly because this is really important. Your job as a manager is to get a better outcomes from a group of people working together. One more time, your job as a manager is to get better outcomes from a group of people working together. I hope this EP helped you guys in some way working with your teammate. And of course, don't forget to subscribe on Coming to a Bro podcast. You can check it on Spotify and Podbean as well. And see you guys next episode. Bye!